We are pleased to welcome this morning as a guest reader, Secretary of Maryland Department of Disabilities, Catherine Raggio. The state of Maryland has been a longtime supporter of the year and the work that we do for the visually impaired. Because of the assistance from the state of Maryland, we have been able to bring the printed word to the visually impaired for the past 36 years. Welcome, Secretary Raggio.
Thank you, Bob, and good morning, everyone. And I bring you greetings from Governor O'Malley and Lieutenant Governor Brown. I'm going to read the editorial entitled Last Weekend. The IMF didn't figure out how to change China's destructive currency policy. Can anyone else? Currency wars was the buzz phrase as world financial leaders prepared for the annual International Monetary Fund meeting in Washington last weekend. And when the meeting ended, the idea of a mutually destructive devaluation contest was still very much on everyone's minds. The reason is simple. From the United States to Japan to Brazil, developed and emerging economies are attempting to grow through increased exports. But China's refusal to revalue its currency, the yuan, thwarts them. This raises the prospect that all will attempt to devalue their way to prosperity, triggering a mutually ruinous struggle akin to the trade wars of the 1930s. And nothing happened last weekend to make that scenario any less likely. The question is, how to bring China around? Understandably frustrated with China's posture, many in Congress support retaliatory tariffs, and Congress's periodic threats may strengthen the Obama administration's negotiating position in a good cop, bad cop sort of way. The risks of confrontation are huge, however. China's leverage includes access to its markets and ownership of almost $1 trillion in U.S. government debt. Nor can the United States afford to undermine its long-standing support of free trade, which has enriched U.S. consumers, boosted the efficiency of U.S. producers, and lifted hundreds of millions of people elsewhere, yes, including in China, out of poverty. A unilateral U.S. retreat from free trade might simply cede economic terrain to U.S. competitors. There is no realistic alternative to some version of the current American strategy toward China. Keep trying, despite last weekend's inconclusive outcome, to organize a diplomatic push in concert with other trading nations, most of which are also suffering in one way or another from China's stance. Treasury Secretary Timothy F. Geithner has usefully toughened U.S. rhetoric in support of that stance, reminding the world of the existential challenge a currency war would present for global trade and growth. The more this country does to get its own house in order, particularly by addressing its long-term budget outlook, the more credible Mr. Geithner's leadership will appear. But the Obama administration should think about new tools and tactics. Fred Bergsten of the Peter J. Peterson Institute for International Economics has suggested intervening in global currency future markets to bid up the yuan indirectly. Another proposal from Daniel Gross of the Center for European Policy Studies in Brussels is for the United States and its allies to refuse to sell their public debt to Beijing unless the Chinese reciprocate. The latter proposal echoes Japan's recent call for freer trade in yuan bonds. There are risks in upping the ante through these methods too, chiefly China's aforementioned capacity for retaliation. But the basic reframing of the debate in terms of reciprocity would be fair and importantly seem fair. If China can, quite correctly, remind Americans that they need greater fiscal discipline, then the United States can, quite correctly, remind China that a stronger yuan would raise living standards for most of China's population, which is still quite poor despite the country's phenomenal growth. China cannot move to the necessary next stage of economic growth under its current policies, and neither can the United States. That was Last Weekend, an editorial. And now to the Tom Tolles political cartoon. Center stage is a chubby man in a black bikini labeled Bigotry, and this is Paladino. Two men are sitting in front of Mr. Paladino, who is on stage. One is saying to the other, "My only problem is the outfit and the grinding he does." In the lower right corner, do our kids need to see that?
And that was the Tom Tolles editorial cartoon for today. And now back to Debbie.